نعم نعم، لفظ السلفي تفرق بين الناس، بين السلفيين والمبتدعة وأهل الضلال. الحمد لله، هذه ميزة أن الإنسان يكون على مذهب السلف.
In that regard, we have the statement of Sufyan al-Thawri, رحمه الله تعالى: معرفة معاني الحديث وتفسيره أشد من حفظه. That to have knowledge of the معاني and of the meanings of hadith and its tafsir is أشد, is more severe than memorizing it. يعني the memorization is one portion. And for many of Ahlul Hadith, Allah Azza wa Jal blessed them with memory, it wasn't necessarily difficult. And that is something that the Talib Ilm finds, Ikhwan, the more he memorizes, the easier it becomes. Particularly, Ikhwan, if he concentrates on memorizing the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, the more he memorizes the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, the easier and the more supple his brain becomes for taking on other ilm and other branches of ulum. He finds that ilm becomes easy for him. That the Quran, Ikhwan, and the basis of memorizing the Quran, you'll find that the mind of that individual becomes supple for ilm generally. And so, Ikhwan, you'll find that many of the Salaf, as it related to memorization, once a person becomes acquainted with it, Ikhwan, it becomes something that Allah blesses and grants ease in regards to. And so the scholars of hadith, they held or they would mention that to have knowledge of the ma'ani of the hadith, ashad, and many of the scholars would mention more important than just memorizing their words. While memorization, Ikhwan, is not to be belittled or looked down upon, la. That ilm is hifz. Ilm is memorization. And as many of our scholars, the scholars of the Salaf used to say, Ikhwan, that ilm is that which you are not, that which you leave outside of the toilet. Ilm is that which you bring into the toilet. Afwan. Ilm is that which you bring into the toilet. Ish ma'na? What's that meaning? Ahsan. Is that which is in the heart? Is that which you, yani, you don't, yani, that which is present within a person, within an individual? That is ilm. And as some of the Salaf used to mention, al-ilm huwa al-hifz. Al-ilm huwa al-hifz. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْفَظْ فَلَيْسَ لَهُ عِلْمٌ. That ilm revolves around memorization. And whosoever hasn't memorized is not the possessor of ilm. So na'am, hifz, Ikhwan, is of the essence, no doubt. But ilm without fahm, Ikhwan, can oftentimes be more detrimental to that individual, Ikhwan, than for him to understand what it is he's saying. And we've seen that become the case, that a person, mashallah, is memorized, but has absolutely no fahm of what he's memorized, and thus, Ikhwan, his ignorance concerning what he possesses has caused him to be a fitna, and has caused him to be problematic, to be a problem, because he doesn't understand what he's memorized. Na'am, it is virtue and it is khayr that a person memorizes, but Ikhwan, the talib ilm ya'tani and concentrates upon fahm and understanding what it is he has memorized. In that regard, likewise, we have the statement of Abu Ali al-Madini, who mentions, and that is not Ali al-Madini, Abu Ali al-Madini, who mentions, التفقه في معاني الحديث نصف العلم ومعرفة الرجال نصف العلم. That to have knowledge of the meanings of hadith is half of knowledge. It's half of ilm. To have knowledge of the meanings of hadith is half of ilm. And that, Ikhwan, without doubt, is, and that may sound like a bold statement, but Ikhwan, you realize or you reflect upon the fact that the bulk of this, of the issues as it relates to our deen, revolve around a hadith. The vast majority of the issues that we hold return back to the sunnah. And there are some issues that may return back to qawaid or ijtihadat and so on, but the bulk of our issues, regardless of which fan from the funun of ilm it is, and which science we're dealing with, other than those sciences that service the knowledge, like the ulum, yani the ulum al-ala, lughah al-arabiyyah and what have you, but generally the sciences that return back to the sharia are mabniyun upon the kitab and the sunnah, more so the sunnah than the kitab. Because Allah Azza wa Jal has revealed the sunnah for it to be an explanation of the kitab. So it brings clarity to that which was revealed in the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. وَنَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الذِّكْرَ لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ. That we have revealed to you the reminder that you, O Muhammad, may explain to the people what was revealed to them. So the sunnah is the explanation of the Quran. Thus, the issues that we deal with, or the issues that we study and look around, and the various branches of ilm of the sharia, revolve around the sunnah and the ahadith of the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Thus, to have an understanding of those ahadith is of the essence. For then we'll understand, ikhwan, how those ahadith are applied, where they're applicable, where they're not applicable, how these ahadith, this hadith relates to this, and how, though these two issues may seem resemblant, there are many differences between them. These issues come about on the basis of studying the meanings of those ahadith, and the meanings, ikhwan, likewise of the ayat in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.